Andrew Octopus. February 15th, 2008. Mental illness is a technology and vice versa on Free Radio Asheville. Watching for spaceships on Robitussin space trips, aided by sodium pentothal and Benadryl. I got a long distance phone call, Tennessee from Science Hill. Said don't sleep, you can mess around and get your clients killed. They need you to stay awake, I know that you will. They pay me to navigate them through the realms of the unreal. The show is syndicated to the brains of those diagnosed mentally ill but still unmedicated. We read graffiti on freight trains to know what's going on. We play violins made of human bones. It's the listener who makes the music alone. Let me tell you something else that's true about music. It's not about what you hear, it's about how you use it. I give this to ravers sucking on pacifiers, and mad scientists building their own amplifiers, reimagining the physics of sound. It's an ugly business that's gone underground. This is Alice in Wonderland, when no one's around. Who are you really? I'm not a superstar, but I know who my people are. I called my financial planner in Atlanta, just to check the police scanner, so you'll know what's going down. And I woke up, my memory was gone. There's a hacker writing a computer virus. It's the only way he sees of surviving this crisis. My business is thriving, I just raised my prices. So you better be ready to pay up, or at least stay up late until the rewind and the tape. I read graffiti on freight trains in Carolina Lane. I see you, snitch killer supreme on Lexington Avenue. Much respect for you. Another cat whose style I really dig is electric. Now as the seconds tick, it's thick and hard to wade through. I'm relying on messages from underground angels who've imagined new angles of language. It may seem strange to you, but that doesn't mean that it's not true. I went back to the vocal booth because there was stuff that I had to do. Got on the radio transmitters to paint these pictures for runaway kids with transparent eyelids. The ones who know what the 10,001st digit of pi is. The ones who talk to arachnids. The ones who steal the books off of shelves and erase the pages and name themselves. Paid obscene wages by God knows who. Andrew Octopus. 107.5 FM Free Radio Asheville. Mental illness is a technology and vice versa. Safety pins in your brain stem. DJ, get ready to spin. Investors, get ready to spin. Cause it's worth what you pay for it.
Watch almost any TV newscaster with the sound off. Try not to laugh. Look at their eyes. Look at them twitch. See them struggle not to move their head more than a quarter of an inch in any direction. Watch how they work to keep a straight face as they seemingly regurgitate whatever words are plopped on the teleprompter in front of them. Whatever words, whatever they may mean. Watch their brow nod forward every once in a while to convince you that what they are saying is important. Notice the exact same head moves by the person in the following toothpaste commercial. Will you ever take these people seriously again? Will you ever believe a word they say again? Depends on the drug, I guess.